I'm Ron Esposito, and we're going to have a ball tonight. We're going to be in conversation with the brilliant funk bass player, Freak Bass. Our guy, based here in Cincinnati, has been throwing down the funk since he was probably 12 years old. My man, Freak Bass, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Oh, so good to be back here and so good to be back in the city of Cincinnati. I go around preaching how great it is to live here all over the country, and it's good to be back home.
So let's talk about your evolution.
Right on.
And this new record, brother. All the way this, all the way that. Half this record was recorded here in Cincinnati with Etal Shore producing, and the other half recorded in Denver with the record label Chief, right?
Right, correct. So we had started on the album already. I was writing some songs and got back in touch with a gentleman that I grew up with, a man by the name of Etal Shore, Cincinnati native himself. He's lived in Cincinnati for at least the last probably 15, 20 years or so, and has become quite an item as a songwriter. He won the Grammy for writing the song Smooth by Santana, which is probably what he's most known for. He also did Maxwell's, co-wrote that whole first album, did a bunch of stuff with Jewel. He's been on all kinds of albums, an amazing songwriter, amazing producer. And him and I have always kept contact through the years. And when I kind of let him listen to a couple of these songs I was working on, he's like, man, you should let me help you write and produce these ones. I was like, dude, say no more. So we started working on some of these songs, started releasing stuff kind of as singles as we were kind of leading up to the album. And it was getting close to that time to like, okay, we're going to release an album. Where are we going to release it? Are we going to do it independently? Or are we going to do it through, you know, a label? And I was on the road doing some gigs with this drummer by the name of Alan Evans. Alan Evans is a drummer for an amazing group called Soul Live. And Alan and I were talking one night. He's like, you know, you should get in touch with Eddie Roberts. Eddie is the leader of a band called the New Master Sounds. They're from the UK, but they live here in the States now. The same kind of touring circuit I do. Kind of retro soul funk group, amazing group. He said he just started his own label called Color Red out of Denver, Colorado. So sent an email off to Eddie. Said, hey, you know, this is free. Freak Bass, you know, we'd see each other at festivals, but never really got a chance to hang too much. But long story short, he's like, man, we'd love to have you, you know, release something on Color Red. So they flew us out, the band out to Colorado. They have an amazing studio and a house. You live there. So we went there on a Sunday night. We're there till Wednesday, basically 4 days or so, and wrote five songs from scratch, recorded them from the beginning. And the great thing about Color Red, which is super, super incredible, why I'm so excited about this album. First off, everything's released on vinyl. Digital, of course, but like in terms of hard copy, everything's vinyl. And everything is recorded to actual analog tape. Not a Pro Tools version of what analog sounds like, straight to tape. So the reason the album is called All the Way This, All the Way That, all the way this side of the album is the Color Red side, which is kind of more kind of retro sounding kind of funk, where All the Way That is more the Etal sounding, which is more futuristic kind of sound and funk. So we're having two sides of the coin, all obviously steeped in the Ohio side of things. To backtrack just a minute, there's a really amazing music scene happening in Denver, Colorado right now, and the funk scene in particular. And the fact that I was from Cincinnati and had that Ohio funk thing, you know, very much, he said, let's kind of make this bridge together. So, which was another point of recording the album together. So with Eddie producing the songs, everything was recorded live. We would get up at 9 a.m, start writing. I had some basic bass riff ideas, but nothing really too solidified. And by noon or one, we're kind of having the song arrangement roughly. By 2 or 3 that day, we're recording the song, all recording it live. No overdubs. So, you know, if we got 3/4 of the way through the song and someone had a mistake, start over and we do it again like that too as well. So all the bed tracks were recorded live, which captured, I mean, the tones they have in the studio are amazing, but just sounds something like, it's like all the records I grew up listening to, you know, whether it be Sly Stone or Larry Graham or Bootsy or whatever. It's like has that kind of energy and that kind of warmth because of the tape too as well. And the greatest thing was when we went to starting to play these songs live, so much nowadays when you're in the studio, you're like, okay, we do all the stuff in the studio, how are we going to reproduce this live? Well, all we did is producing it live. We played it just like we did in the studio. So the way it sounds live is just like how it sounds on the record, which is a beautiful thing. So, you know, you're always excited about your newest album. You know, it's always like your new baby. But this one, of everything I've ever done, I really feel like this is kind of between, you know, Eddie Roberts and Etal and really buckling down on the songwriting a lot, which was a huge part of what we did. We really, really focused in on that part of everything. This is definitely, I feel it's like one of the strongest, if not the strongest release I've ever had come to fruition.
I'm just really excited about the energy behind this release. And we're going to get a chance to hear this on June 6th at Top Cats up in Coryville. Who's in your band?
So the drummer that's been with me now for a few years, his name is Rico Lewis. Rico toured 15 years with George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic. So he's got his bona fide funk card, you know, there's no doubt. He's been with me for about 3 years now and amazing pocket drummer. So super excited about that. Him and I are like best buds too as well. My keyboard player now is a gentleman by the name of Sky White. Sky White, a lot of people in Cincinnati will know him from Foxy Shazam. So, you know, it's funny because when I first saw Foxy Shazam a few years ago, I think it was at the CEAs, I was like, dude, those guys are doing the same thing that I was like, I know at some point we're going to connect. I didn't know how or when, you know, what the circumstances would be. So, yeah, he's been touring with me as a keyboard player. And when he went out to Color Red with us, wrote with us, he's an amazing player himself. And for this show, we're using Sammy Garrett. And Sammy tours with a national band out of New York called Turquoise. She's all over the album, too. She's been touring with me for the last couple years between dates with Turquoise. So we try to fly her in to do a run. A lot of times, we also have a Cincinnati native by the name of Riley Commissar, who also tours with me, too. But for this show, we're kind of going to up the ante a little bit and bring Sammy in. And she's got quite a stage presence herself, and she's got star quality. And it's really great to see her star rise, too, also from my band. Vantage point.
Over the years, you've been associated with Bootsy Collins.
Yes. So wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him. I'm still be playing music, I'm sure, but he's opened many, many doors for me. There's no doubt.
Yeah, so how did you and Bootsy hook up?
The Cliff Notes version is there was one of Bootsy's singers, a guy named Gary Mudbone Cooper. Everybody calls him Mudbone. He was kind of late 90s, early 2000s. He was doing some demo stuff. He was in a band, his own band called Sly Fox, and they had a big hit called Let's Go All the Way. It was a number one hit on the pop charts, I believe. And he was kind of redoing and putting that band back together again. And I was just starting to kind of make my name as a bass player around town and stuff. And he said, hey, man, you know, I'd love to have you come play on some of this demo stuff with me. And so I started doing some demo work with him. Didn't even know about his affiliation with Bootsy or Funkadelic or P-Funk at that point. And then kind of as I kept working with him, he showed me these videos. I was like, dude, that's you on, you know, all this stuff. You know, I was blown away. So it was like going to funk school. A couple years later went by and there's a label out of Japan called P-Vine Records, which is a funk and soul label, which ironically, they're also releasing this new album of mine too as well. But they were putting out a Jimi Hendrix tribute record of all funk artists doing songs written about Jimi Hendrix. Not cover songs, but songs written about him. So Muddy was doing a song with Michael Hampton, who's known as Kid Funkadelic in the P-Funk circles. And he said, hey, man, you want to come play bass on this? And I was like, dude, of course, you know, I want to come play bass. And he's like, okay, cool. So I'll meet you Friday. We're going out to Bootsy's. He's going to record and produce it. I was like, wait, slow down a minute. What? And he's like, yeah, Bootsy's producing and engineering it. And I was like, you know, kind of did the thing in the cartoons where you kind of do the double take thing. So we drove out there one day out to Bootsy's studio, and him and I almost immediately hit it off. And he was kind of digging, I think, the approach that I had to playing too as well. A couple weeks went by and he gave me a call. I think he sent me a fax, actually. That's the days we were in. It was a fax. And he said, hey, man, why don't you come out here and we'll try writing some songs and stuff together. So I started going out to his studio kind of on a regular basis. And for the first 3 hours we'd be out there, all we'd do is sit around and talk. And, you know, he'd kind of just, you know, tell me life stories, some things to watch out for in the music business. You know, one of the things he really taught me is about not getting too high on the highs or not getting too low in the lows, because as we all know, and you know as well as I do, this music business, one day you're on top of the world, and the next day you're on the, and if you let that get to you, it can be a tricky situation. And taught me ton of about recording in the studio. Like, I thought I was going to learn all this great bass stuff. Like, oh my gosh, I'm going to learn all this cool bass secrets. There was a little bit of that too, but it was more about making albums, studio albums versus performing live, the music business, all that kind of stuff. And introducing me to some people that I might not ever, like he introduced me to Bernie Worrell, and Bernie Worrell ended up playing on some of my albums. Buckethead, he ended up playing on some of my albums too as well. And just opened, like I said, just a lot of doors that hopefully I would have gotten to anyway, but he just gave me the keys for a couple of them, I always like to say. And I'm sure you've met Bootsy, and everybody in Cincinnati knows he's just such a giving individual and really gives things back. And another thing with me, it was always amazing is, you know, it's not like he was trying to make me Bootsy number two. He's from that school of, you know, as opposed to give the man the fish, teach a man to fish and he'll fish for a lifetime. And he was just trying to help me pave a way so I could not just have a couple years in the limelight, but actually have an actual music career. There's even certain decisions that I made, a lot to do with his guidance. Other people had approached me about doing this or that. That might have been the quick, easy fix that might have got me a good, quick high for a year or so that I chose to go different directions because I'm going to be doing this for the rest of my life. So it's like I wanted to do something that was going to be a lifetime type thing, not just something for the quick, easy fix. And having Bootsy around and someone like that has been a godsend, and I always feel very blessed to have met him.
What's the difference between funk and soul, rhythm and blues?
Well, I think Ohio's got a very distinct funk sound. You know, that's the thing that's really cool about funk. It's so geographic. You know, New Orleans has obviously its funk sound, a la the Meters and bands like that. Dr. John, you know, has that kind of Creole kind of flavor to it. Minneapolis, obviously, Prince and The Time, and that has that distinct sound. New York and L.A., San Francisco with more Sly and the Family Stone. You know, so everything's got their own side. Well, Ohio... My theory on the Ohio sound of the funk is because we weren't New York and we weren't LA and we were like that kid in the back of the classroom, we always had to yell a little bit louder for people to pay attention to us. So you listen to bands like Zap or the Ohio Players or bands like that. You know, James Brown preached about playing on the one. So we kind of took that and like, okay, we're going to play on the one. We're going to play as hard as we can on, you know, like I remember the first time I heard some guy walking down the street with a boombox playing More Bounce to the Ounce by Zap. I was like, that's the one I want to play, you know. And then when I got into hip hop with Dr. Dre, and yeah, you know, Dre isn't West Coast guy, but all the stuff he was sampling was stuff from, you know, a lot of the Ohio and going up 75 to the Detroit funk sound with P-Funk and stuff. So I think that's a lot where it kind of stemmed from.
We could go on forever here.
We could, yeah. Thank you so much for this. And I tour quite a bit, and I'm always so, so proud to be from this city. I know I would not sound or be the musician I was if it wasn't for the influence of what Cincinnati's had on me as both a musician and as a human being, too, as well. And I want to thank everybody from Cincinnati for always supporting me and the band and everything I've done for over the years. And I wouldn't be anywhere else in this world except for here.
Well, we've been in conversation with bassist Freak Bass, and his group will be performing June 6 at Top Cats up in Coryville. They'll be playing tracks from their latest release, All the Way This, All the Way That.
And it's an all-ages show, too, I wanted to mention, too, as well. So you can, if you're underage, come, or if you have kids, bring them, too.
And what time do you hit on June 6th?
I think doors around 7. We hit around 8 o'clock. Tickets are available now, too, as well.
More information about Freak Bass and the release, All the Way This, All the Way That, is available on our website, wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito.